Andy, you and I have talked about this so many times that often the only times we find time to read is when we have some downtime away from work, on a vacation. I just got back to, from Mexico, where I read a couple of books, one of which was very powerful, called All That She Carried by Taya Alicia Miles. It's the story of an enslaved African-American woman during the 1800s who packed a sack for her nine-year-old daughter who was being taken away from her to be sold. Hmm. And then how this sack goes down through the generations and ends up being needle-pointed with the story on the sack.
Oh, and, no way. Very
cool.
Yeah,
just a phenomenal story. And I bring that up because our friend Kim Honey is here, executive editor of Zoomer Magazine and the editor of the Zed Book Club at everythingzoomer.com. Kim, just one of many amazing books out there right now.
There's too many to count. I was just on a vacation too and read about eight. Some of them were just in a, you know how sometimes you go to Airbnbs, or this was, I was on a cruise ship and they have libraries, right? People leave books because they don't want to put them in their suitcase.
Take some, leave some,
I was down there every day.
So Kim, we're in the dead of winter. It's been a colder winter than what we've gotten used to the last couple of years. So if you're staying in, you're snuggling up by the fire, maybe a drink in hand with a good book. I know you've got a couple hot winter reads that people should be checking out this year.
Yeah, so on Zed, we tend to get really great big authors. And so one of the ones we just interviewed was Lisa Genova, who wrote Still Alice, which was made into the big movie that you know about dementia. Her new book is called More or Less Maddie, and it's a departure in that it's about mental illness. Instead of this, Lisa Genova is a neuroscientist. She studies neurological disorders. And so this time she's ventured into mental illness. It's a story about a 20-year-old university student who has bipolar. This student is a stand-up, gets into stand-up, which Genova tells us that she tried, except it was the pandemic. So she said she did her set on Zoom.
The worst place to do stand-up.
Yes, they all had to do that.
Where there's
terrible.
No audience laughing.
Yeah, so we have that interview, and that book sounds really good, and it just came out. And also the kind of hot Canadian book at this point is The Life Cycle of the Common Octopus by Toronto writer Emma Knight. This book is set partly on her experience of studying at the University of Edinburgh, young girl, 20-year-old again, finding herself, but finds a family secret. A connection to her family, which is, I think her parents are divorced, but she finds this father's friend and all these secrets, family secrets come unraveled. But Emma's been picked up. It's got an option from Amazon MGM for a movie. And it's also Jenna Hager-Bush's Today Book Club.
Oh,
pick.
Cool.
I guess the best thing about, one of the best things about the Zed Book Club is that you guys have narrowed down all of the suggestions, because when you go into Indigo or a big bookstore, it's just overwhelming. What do I choose? You know? So how do you guys go from that Indigo list to the Zed Book Club list?
I've said this before, but 10,000 books published in Canada every year. That's the traditional publishers, and then the self-publishing is massive, and those people do well too on Amazon. My friend just sold her book there. I loved it. I read it. But it's tough. I have to guess what readers want. I did do a survey once, but I mean, our readers like historical fiction. They like murder. They like mystery. They like thrillers. I mean, those are age-old genres. New ones coming up, fantasy. I don't really have a good handle on that. I'm just dipping into it myself. Romance was something that I had kind of ignored, but I'm starting to read now and finding some really good ones and some smart ones. So it's really kind of personal. It's subjective what I think what I like, and also what I think they might like.
So you're so right about it being so personal. And we were talking off the air, and I was just kind of just saying offhand that I'm reading something that I'm sure Kim's never heard of, and you wouldn't be into it. And I give her the author, and she's like, yeah, I've read some of his stuff. I love his books. They're thriller novels. I love his stuff. Reading is such a personal thing. Well, you never know what someone's going to be into.
Now you have to share who the author is.
Well, the author is Greg Hurwitz, and he's got a whole series of thriller novels called Orphan X. And it's about a guy that was taken as an orphan at the age of 12 and you know, trained to be some sort of spy assassin. But it's something that Kim found on vacation. She found the book, and she even got into it.
Yeah, I found Hellbent, which we just figured it was number three in the series, and it was fine standalone. I mean, I was engrossed. It was really great and pacey, and Yeah, I mean, it's kind of like Harry Potter, right? The orphan story just never gets old.
Before we say goodbye, the March issue of Zoomer Magazine on stands now. Anything you'd like to tell us about? I'm making my way through the magazine as we speak. Isabella Rossellini on the cover.
Yeah.
Yeah, so I mean, it is our Reasons to Travel issue. So I did a roundup of five travel books. You know, a Canadian who's living in Caceres in Spain, which has these weird, old caves with like really ancient paintings. So that story of how those came to be, a walk through the National Geographic photographer and his friend walked the length of the Grand Canyon. His friend told him it would be like they'd have hot dad bods by the end. And they almost died. And Ranu Fiennes, I mean, who doesn't love him? He, you know, 80 years old, and a new documentary about a Yukon trip he did. He redid it with his nephew, who is actually the actor Joseph Fiennes, the Ralph's brother.
Okay, Kim. You have to come see us more often.
I know. I didn't even look. I had another five books. I didn't even get to mention.
Well, it is true. We do. Every time Kim comes on, we just find ourselves just chit-chatting.
Yes.
Like just people at a coffee shop just, you know, say, hey, what have you read? What have you read? You should try that. But that's what's so great about our chats. And yeah, we'll definitely have to have you back. Maybe in the spring.
Yes.
Where we'll have it. We'll make it a seasonal thing. We'll have Kim back every season and we'll get the updates on what people should be reading.
That sounds good. Kim Honey, executive editor of Zoomer Magazine and the editor of the Zed Book Club at everythingzoomer.com, which you can look at all the time. Thanks, Kim.
Thanks for having me.